The following podcast contains strong language as well as substantial sexual and adult content. Listener discretion is advised, as well as being relaxed and receptive. You're fucking welcome.
Can you imagine if just Leonardo DiCaprio made a cameo in a porn and just like mugged at the camera?
Hi, I'm Leonardo DiCaprio, and you're coming.
I want to be a series regular on TV.
Passionate ball slapping.
There's a line of men that want to come in me.
He doesn't need to be involved in my dreams.
After this, I'm feeling Illuminati.
Taking over, dominating.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Browser History, the podcast that is all about what gets us off and what that says about us. I am RJ Aguiar.
I'm Mike Bowers.
And I'm Laura J.
And today we have a very special episode of Browser History.
But not like after school special. That was last episode.
Nope. Today we have our first ever guest on the podcast, popping our guest cherry. We will be attuning our auras and cleansing our spirits with two lovely ladies.
Two lovely ladies. We don't just have one guest. We have two.
We have two.
Two witches.
It's like losing your virginity in a threesome. I'm so excited.
Oh, God, that sounds terrible.
Yeah,
you already
like
don't
work.
Know what you're doing.
All right, well, but first, as always, we're going to have This Week in Sex right after a word from our sponsors.
This episode is brought to you by the air that fills up between 60 and 95% of a bag of chips. Why are you there, air? Why must you deceive me on such a deep level? I expected a bag full of chips, but no. Instead of delicious salty goodness, all I got was a bag full of lies. Fuck you, chip bag air.
I don't mind it. Our sponsors are the best. Now, where were we? Oh, yes,
oh,
that's right. It's This Week in Sex.
Bam, 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 bam.
Okay, so maybe you know these people, Laura, because this is a story from Arkansas.
Oh, I guarantee I do.
And obviously, you know everyone who has ever lived there.
I do.
So Patricia Hill.
Is she from Pine Bluff?
I don't.
Yeah, she is, actually. I've already read the article. Sorry. Yes. I was going to pretend, but it's the illusion is broken. No, I don't know them. But yeah, keep
but
going.
You know
so
where they come from.
She's this 69-year-old woman, a Sunday school teacher and a nurse who shot and killed her husband, Frank Hill. Last year, actually. So it's not quite this week, but the article came out this week.
Okay.
So she shot him apparently to try to get his attention because
she was
mad.
Whoa.
That he had ordered porn and she saw it on their bill, their Dish Network cable bill. And then she told him to not do that, and he was like, okay, and then she caught him doing it again, and
in his man cave.
And so she fired two warning shots
into his head.
That's all I can think of.
It was in the utility shed that he uses as his man cave.
Oh my god.
When she entered the shed, he was watching porn again.
Again.
She told her husband to take his televisions and leave the house, but he refused. And then she kicked over a table, knocking over his beer bottles, cigarettes, and remotes. Then she went and got her pistol and then shot him twice, once in the leg and once in the head.
Oh my God, Patricia.
Okay.
In the leg so he couldn't get away, I guess, from like his Barker lounger.
I need us to go back to the remotes. Like, that was my favorite part of the article. Plural. You couldn't get the universal remote, yo. Frank,
I
come
don't
on.
Even have a universal remote.
Get
I
on
used
the universal
two
remote. Okay, so was he jacking off when he was murdered?
It didn't say.
I know.
Rob, I mean, come on. Yeah.
No.
Yes.
It sounds like Frank just watched it for fun. You know, he just loved a good.
He was really into the plot line.
He loved a plot line.
Yeah, he watches porn for the acting, and I'm sure he watches stock car races just so he can watch people take turns all day too.
I also
like that she told. This might have been a typo in the article, but it said that she told him to take his televisions.
Yeah,
like he has more than one TV that he's watching.
I mean, I believe it actually. Like that's if he has a whole shed devoted to
and if he's
that?
Paying the DirecTV, like if you're buying the porn package, you're getting a few different channels, so he's got like full-on, like it's like NFL Sunday, like he's got like lined up exactly. TVs of different porn on right now. That's what I envisioned in Frank's mansion.
So she called 911 on herself, saying that she shot him and she didn't know if he was breathing.
Okay, wait, she's a nurse. She would know if he's breathing.
She did.
I mean, she was probably in shock a little bit from her own self. But my favorite line in the whole article is, authorities found Hill's gun and an open Dish Network bill in the living room.
Oh my God. Oh, wow.
It's so good. It's a good article.
Apparently, she says that she just snapped and she just really messed up.
I completely blacked out. I can't remember a thing. It wasn't until later when I was washing the blood off my hands. I even
knew they were dead.
No, I'm serious though. Like, I mean, hormones in general, fucking real. And like, if she's going through any kind of hormone change, like that shit, she does not actually remember what she did.
If this is not a compelling case for gun control, then I don't know what the fuck is.
Right? Yeah. Totally.
Because like, under other circumstances, when they have just, I don't know, nothing but melee weapons in the house, like, Frank would probably
be like a good old mace.
Yeah, like no, just like if it was just knives and maybe machetes and baseball bats or whatever.
I mean,
like,
it sounds like
Frank
Patricia
would probably still be alive.
It sounds like Patricia has really good aim though. So like, I think that maybe a knife would be even bad in the house for Patricia.
I don't know.
She hit him in the head.
She's
gonna
have a great time in prison.
I don't know. Point is. as much as, you know, there's a lot of entertainment value in this story. A dude is dead who really probably shouldn't be, because this woman had very easy access to a firearm when she probably shouldn't have.
I will also say, though, just
this is
bit,
also my kind of terminal need to try to find substance in everything.
Here's the
so.
Thing. Yeah, for sure. So I'm going to take the side of Patricia on this one, though. First off, Patricia, if I remember the article correctly, Patricia was the moneymaker in this fucking house. This motherfucker, Frank, didn't do shit. He was spending a DirecTV porn package is at least $60 a month from
How
what
do
I
you
remember.
Know this?
Because I had DirecTV in Arkansas. And my mom used to tell me everything would cost. And like when we'd be going through, it was just like stupid ass family conversation. I remember she was like, yeah, that shit's like $60. It's insane. Right? A month. Someone wants to pay $60 a month for porn. Patricia definitely doesn't want to be paying $60 a month. Frank is not paying the $60 a month for the porn that he's watching and not communicating with her because he's sitting in the damn man shed.
Okay.
Of course she's going to get a gun and shoot him.
No! So he deserves to lose his life as opposed to, I don't know, getting a divorce?
Does say in the article that when the first time she caught him, she told him if it happened again, he would have to leave the house. Apparently, she met with his life.
Yeah, but she asked him to leave the house, and he was like, no, I'm not going to. And she's like, well, fine, I'm going to shoot
you. He wasn't even in the house. He was in the shed.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. He could have also just got a job. I mean, that would have been a thing.
He could have had a job. Also, you couldn't do the I Love Lucy situation where they just like divided up the space. Like, I don't understand why you go directly to he does not deserve to be alive anymore just because, I don't know, he probably has an addiction that he needs to deal with.
Yeah. Or, like, there's also other ways to take the side of Frank. Patricia could have, if she really like didn't like this that much, she could have made the DirecTV bill only in her account, and he wouldn't have had access to it.
There you go. You know, there's all these other various sort of fixes. Also, you know, it sounds like the marriage...
It sounds like communication wasn't happening.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Reason why we need stricter gun law.
Yes.
Her attorney said that her husband's porn watching was a, quote, personal affront to her and her God.
Yeah, okay, Patricia.
We've brought Jesus into it.
Yeah, we brought Jesus into it. Oh, but okay. 100% is not the issue, and you know it.
Her attorney and prosecutors agreed to a sentence of 16 years in prison. She's 69. She go die there.
That sucks. She's going to die in prison.
Actually, no. Women tend to live way longer when their husbands aren't alive.
And she's probably, very true. Yes.
Especially if she's getting that good, like, dyke pussy licking in prison, she probably going to live to be 100.
I feel like that would also be an affront to her and her God.
Yeah, I was actually kind of going more on the angle of she's going to be around a community of women who also probably would be angry that their husbands would also watch porn.
He had it coming. He had it coming. coming.
And probably shot their husbands as well. So she's going to, I think it's going to be a really good thing for her. She might survive that 16 years.
Some guys just can't hold their arsenic.
Or their loads.
Oh. So now that we've tackled that, we've got one more sponsor. Then we'll be back with our guest, witches.
Yes, yes, yes.
Basic Witches.
This episode brought to you by another podcast, Basic Witches, with Leah Knauer and Rachel LaForest.
And ironically, they're very easy to find on social because their handles are at Leah Knauer and at Rachel LaForest.
And you can follow their podcast on Instagram as well at Basic Witches Pod. Because they're witches, basically. Welcome back, everyone. I'm so excited to introduce our guests for this week.
We have guests.
Oh
my God. There are guests.
Please welcome the hostesses with the mostesses of the Basic Witches podcast, Leah Knauer and Rachel LaForest.
Hi. Hey. First person ever to say my name right.
Well, I've known you a little while.
That is true. You'd be surprised though.
Ever? Like ever?
No, I'm like half kidding.
Okay.
Well, it's K-N-A-U-E-R, is that right?
It's a toughie, yeah.
So it's
it looks German.
Ja, das ist sehr deutsch, ja.
Oh.
Sprechen Sie?
Nein.
That's an ironic answer since you said you don't speak German in German.
Yeah, but I don't speak German, but I can if you like.
Okay, thanks, Gaga.
Cool. So let's just kick things off easy. Do you gals watch porn? And if so, what kind?
Yes, I do, but I mainly watch romantic porn. Because I'm like super white girl.
Like it has to have a storyline?
I don't need a storyline, but I need to feel like he cares about her.
I so get that.
Which is rare as we're finding out more and more every week.
True. Yeah, I just like feeling like they're in love and I need good lighting and good angles. But yeah, I don't like rough stuff or any like, I'm pretty like rom-com without the com. Rom-com.
Yes.
There you go. Yes.
We just invented a new version of
rom-com.
Rom-com.
Yeah. I've been on a sabbatical from porn for many, many months. I really only had about, I would say, 3 months of watching porn in my life. And I really enjoyed it. And my method was like all about browsing and figuring out what I liked. Mm-hmm. And I got into some niche stuff.
Okay.
Sure. Wait, like, nice.
Care to elaborate?
Yes, I would love to.
In as much detail as you can.
Slowly.
Also
please.
Speak, yes,
well,
slowly.
Well, how much are you paying? Mm. I agree with Leah. I would get really turned off when I felt like anyone was getting too rough or like the power dynamics were against the woman.
Mm-hmm.
It just
Which
took
is
me
all
out
time.
Of it. Yeah. Yeah. I would be into it and then I'd be like, ooh.
Yeah.
Total opposite. But I did like sort of like pussy praising.
Pussy praising?
Yeah.
Is
that what we can put into like Pornhub? In
okay,
the Pornhub
no, I didn't
search?
Know. I oh, never okay. figured out to type that until just now, which I wish I was not on a sabbatical. But I would find things where they were kind of like an authority figure or like a doctor or sort of another woman that's like, you know, an authority over the woman being sort of examined. Mm-hmm. And they're really praising her pussy. Like, this is so good. This is so nice. Oh, what a beautiful pussy. Like, and also just the whole examination thing.
I see. Yeah. Oh, so examine. Oh, so medical examination.
You were just talking
there
about
you go.
That.
Yeah.
And then I was like, this sounds good. Yes, yes. Keep going. I'll be talking
then,
your head later.
Ironically, because I absolutely do not want kids. I was pretty into like breeding parties, like multiple men coming in a woman for the effect of like we're gonna get you pregnant.
Who's gonna be the one? Who's gonna be the fastest
the
swimmer?
The one.
I feel like there's a good animated cartoon show for Adult Swim like that where it's like like The Bachelor but with a bunch
with
of
sperm. I was
gonna
donors.
I feel like it's a reality show in the making. Yeah. Like you find out 9 months later who
Daddy
won.
Who? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I was picturing those like bobblehead races you see at like sporting matches. Well, and I was like, okay, I guess was gonna ask also earlier too, is like, is pussy praising like praising the woman or literally just whispering
her
praise
pussy.
To the pussy itself? Yes. And just like go like leaning down and just being like, I would die for you.
Oh my God, it just got so wet.
I mean, men have done terrible, unspeakable things for pussy. Like, yeah. Pussy's got power.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, pussy got power.
Has all the power.
other than just, you know, making life out of just dead,
I mean, but that alone is like the most magical thing that a pussy or that a human body could even do.
It's very true. It's dare I say it's a very magical thing.
I dare you.
Fine, I'll say it.
Someone call it a miracle.
But yeah, I actually took a sabbatical from going to this sensual healing workshop, and they sort of suggested that we stay away from porn and vibrators to resensitize ourselves to our own touch.
The porn thing is easy for me. Vibrator, no.
It's hard. I'll be honest. I've been masturbating way less just because it's more effort, but that's kind of the point of this program. Is like
that makes sense. Because
quality over quantity, but yeah.
I should probably take a sabbatical for masturbating.
You're encouraged to masturbate as much as you want. It's just like it's inevitably harder when you've been used to a vibrator doing the
that's
work
true.
For you. You know, like yeah.
If I had a fleshlight and then I had to stop, I think I'd be sad.
Yeah.
For sure. You mean you don't have a fleshlight?
I don't.
Girl, you're sleeping.
Expensive.
We need sponsors, guys. Like real ones.
Like fleshlight, if you're out there, please sponsor us.
Do most guys have fleshlights?
No.
I do only because I have actually done branded videos for sex, multiple branded videos for sex toy websites. Ironically, they're my the most fun brands to work with.
Really?
Oh, it was amazing. I felt like a fucking goddess. Cause why? They're the only brands that would send me an edible arrangement the day that the video posted. And I was just like, what? Wow. Oh my God. I felt like Julia Roberts and Pretty Woman just like,
I'm a star.
It was amazing. But that's, you know, I guess I should get back in touch with those peeves.
I really did clean though. That's like, I had one of my exes had a fleshlight for a minute, but he was like, you know what? I got sick of cleaning it. Like,
that's very true.
Sick of cleaning it.
And knowing dudes
they probably don't.
After every time you masturbate, you have to clean it or it just gets gunky and nasty and you don't.
It's not, it's not that bad.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Because you just take the take the silicone.
Yeah, please explain this.
No, you take the silicone part out, you turn it inside out, you rinse it out, you let it dry, and then you just kind of assemble everything back in. It's really, it's not that hard.
Okay.
You do, but probably not every guy does that.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Okay.
So props to you, I guess.
Yeah, for my fleshlight cleanliness.
Yes.
Not all heroes wear capes. Yeah,
exactly.
So we kind of alluded to it with magic, but so you're witches.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's that? How's being a witch?
That's great. Thanks for asking.
You're so welcome. That's awesome. Do you happen to watch any forms of witch porn, or have you in any kind of magical porn?
I haven't. I looked it up just for this, and I actually didn't find much.
Yeah.
It's surprising how little there is and what is. It's just really generic.
Yeah. It was very tacky. It was like, you're not actually doing sex magic. You just have a candle lit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like you're wearing a pointy hat.
There's a pentagram on the floor. Ooh.
Yeah.
Scary.
Same. I haven't watched it, but I have practice sex magic.
And I also have done it.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll get there in a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's ironic. No, I was saying it's ironic how the most repressed religions that I tend to have the most porn, centered around
really?
It.
Oh, yeah. We're eventually going to do an entire episode about Mormons.
My God.
I didn't know that existed. Of course it does.
I'll send you a link.
Yeah, Mormon girls porn is one of my favorites.
Mormon?
And it's actually run by an ex-Mormon. So very legit.
And then, of course, Catholic, there's a lot of Catholic porn. But there's an inherent there's an inherent kinkiness to Catholicism, too.
Well, anything with restriction is going to beg for
anything with an elder. Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, and an elder that's just you're shameful. You're shameful. You're just a
dirty,
filthy human being. It's like, yes, tell me. Bless me, Father, for I've sinned.
What's his name? Claude Frollo and Hunchback?
Mm-hmm, basically. So, I always joke all the time. It's like, oh, people dressed in black, candles, whips, chains. It's either a sex dungeon or a church on Good Friday. So. So.
Well, there's a big difference between Forgive Me, Father, and I'm Sorry, Daddy.
Yeah.
Either way, you're on your knees.
Yeah. I was gonna say, not as much as you might think.
Yeah.
And actually, especially depending on the priest, it's really not that different. So. Come on. This has been, okay, I love that it's still a scandal and it's been how many fucking decades?
Well, because it's just so sad to accept that it's a reality. Yeah.
And that it's still
and
a reality.
And that it's still it's happening. Like,
yeah. That's ridiculous.
Well, yeah. And it's, yeah, it's any position of power and like having easy ways to keep secrets.
True.
Which is
true.
Take politics, of people, yeah. offices, churches. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's also why people are just so scandalized every time. I'm like, yeah, I used to go to church camp all the time. They'd be like, oh, did anyone touch you? And it's like, not a priest, but how much time do you have?
I mean, any kind of camp where teenagers are, things are going to happen because, hello, hormones.
I went to church camp. Me too.
Oh, I got twins. Yeah.
Did you? Not in Pennsylvania, though.
No. In, okay. In Florida.
Ooh, even worse. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to church camp in Arkansas. It was like our family vacations, and I'm not lying. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Vacay. With the Lord.
Have you ladies ever stumbled upon any kind of occult porn that's turned you on? Like, not just witches, like vampires, werewolves, like anything dealing with the dark forces, so
I
to speak.
I haven't, but as a teen, I fucking loved Twilight, so I feel like that was porn, kind of.
Oh my God. Yeah. They consider it porn.
Yeah, it directly led to 50 Shades of Grey.
Right, right.
It was erotica.
It was hot. Until the actual lovemaking scene came, then it wasn't hot. It was so boring.
No.
Yeah.
But yeah,
it's all about that buildup.
Yeah, you just saw a headboard break, and it was like so much sexier in the book. And
exactly.
Then you saw it happen, and you're like, oh, that wasn't real.
Did you actually think they were going to show anything in the movies? Like, come
on. I mean, I thought at least I'd get off to like Robert Pattinson breaking a headboard, and then I was like, oh, there's no way he did that for real.
Yeah, well, because he's so skinny, I can knock him over with a fart. So.
Yeah. still wanted it.
Like, I could break him in half pretty easily, but
I feel like the best like versions of like quote unquote occult porn aren't porn. They're like the scenes from Buffy or something where like people are having sex with vampires, you know, fucking Vampire Diaries.
Interview with a Vampire,
Oh, yeah, no, Interview with a Vampire is pretty hot.
Yeah.
Also, strangely enough, I was turned on when Lady Melisandre was using leeches on, what's his name?
Gendry.
Gendry.
Oh, in
Game of Thrones.
That was oddly, I was like, I shouldn't be as turned on. I mean, because Gendry was fucking gorge, and
he's
then also
so
like so was, and Lady Melisandre's hot as fuck.
Yeah, she is.
So. Well, until she reveals,
until she takes,
until
necklace.
She takes her necklace off.
Don't take it off. Don't take it off. No.
Yeah, I have absolutely no idea what anyone's
talking
about.
I know. Leah doesn't watch.
She's a witch.
She's very passionate.
She's a witch.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I remember there was, like, when I was a teenager, there was like a Skinamax movie that I saw that had to deal with the occult. And like, I've actually tried to find it since then, and like in the last couple of years, and I can't find it anywhere. But it was like they do a ritual and things happen and they end up having sex.
What was
getting excited.
What was Dante's Cove?
Dante's Cove.
Didn't it have a lot of supernatural stuff in that
too?
Yeah,
it was a supernatural scripted TV show that was also softcore porn.
For real?
And it was like men and women, men and men, women and women.
What channel was this?
Your TV.
Yeah. Like some off channel.
Yeah.
Now you can find it randomly. You can find it on YouTube and you can find it on Pornhub. So
really premium cable.
I didn't grow up with cable.
Okay.
Just like eight channels, whatever was local. And we had this like really small TV down in the kitchen, and it started getting Cinemax for no reason.
And
then it was so awkward because I grew up in a super Catholic religious household.
Yeah.
And sometimes late at night it would be left on and it was Cinemax, Skinamax. And
oh,
like,
hell yeah.
Like down in the kitchen. And it was very awkward.
I used to sneak down from my
bedroom
to watch Cinemax.
Totally.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I've seen like magical elements in porn. Like there's one porn, like a series of scenes where a pheromone from Drag Race plays a fairy godmother who turns three dudes into women so that they can have sex with straight men.
Wait, and then someone from Drag Race is in a porn?
Oh, there's multiple.
Not having sex.
Just characters.
Like an appearance? A cameo?
Oh my god.
I'm pretty sure. No, I think pheromone did porn before Drag Race. Yeah. There's been a couple that have actually, you know, yeah, there's like twink cam boys.
Got it.
Before Drag Race, but yes, like Manila Luzon has been.
Oh, she
Alaska.
Played Wonder Woman in a Justice League porn parody.
It was really
and
funny.
It's great because she just mugs to the camera while people are having sex behind her. She's like scandalized that this is happening. It's wonderful.
Alaska was like the newscaster in that one, and she was hilarious.
Oh, that's
she
right.
Was hysterical.
Can you imagine if just Leonardo DiCaprio made a cameo in a porn and just like mugged at the camera?
That would be amazing.
That would be so good.
I would actually pay for that porn. Yeah. I would pay to watch that.
Yeah, I came up to your rom-com porn. Just like walked onto the camera like midway through, just like, hi, I'm Leonardo DiCaprio, and you're coming.
Catch me if you come.
Catch me if you come.
My God. I'd love to really see a bear tear him apart in that way as well. But
Grizzly.
Then he could, you know, earn a Grabby and an Oscar. Yes. Okay, so but like regardless of porn, this sounds somewhat personal, but like, do you masturbate regularly?
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah.
So we really, talk about really that openly.
Okay. So you can't love yourself.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Can you love somebody else? Can I get it? Aiming
most
up
of the
here?
Sex magic I've done is solo, anyways. Too. Oh yeah. Very, very much a proponent of masturbating regularly.
Oh, it's so healthy and important. Yeah.
Let's talk sex magic.
Okay.
Yes,
I would love to.
There's a whole thing regarding manifesting things when you come, and obviously that's something you all both are familiar with. Mm-hmm. Do you practice? You said you practice solo. Have you practiced with partners, or Leah? Have you also practiced with partners?
I have done it solo. And I've also done it a few times with a partner, but the partner didn't know I was doing that.
And it wasn't a great partner, so really it was all me doing all the magic, you know?
I've been told that it wasn't for the best, that it works. From other witches, I've been told that like it works best when you both have the same intent.
Yeah.
Right.
But it was still very cathartic and very helpful and empowering to like, because this was a fuck buddy, you know? He doesn't need to be involved in my dreams. Like,
Yeah.
So I just like had sex with him, but I had sex with him with the intent of like, I'm going to feel good about myself. I'm going to make this project happen.
Okay.
And I don't know. I don't remember what it all specifically was, but I remember that just the act of having the sex with a clear intent that was focused on myself was so hot and so just like empowering. And it made me feel like the effects for a few weeks. Rachel, what about you?
Yeah. So a lot more experience solo. But
I think that's the same for sex in general too.
Yeah,
like
true.
I think we all have more solo
experience solo. But I have with my current partner, we've talked about it and he's definitely down to do it. We just haven't gotten around to because it really is something that takes like time and talking and planning
and
a little bit and putting care into it. And it, you know, we tend to just spontaneously start fucking. So like we're not
it's not like wait, baby, get the candles, get the candles.
Exactly. But
your dreams come true.
But I have done magic with him and we have a lot of like lunar things happening in the relationship and magical elements happening.
Okay.
A lot.
Cool.
So starting from the very beginning. So it's really primed for sex magic. And we're open to it. We're definitely gonna do it.
Well, I'm sure sex with him sounds magical.
Their first kiss was on a full moon, and then the next like big part of your relationship was on another moon
cycle. Yeah, when he loved him was under that blood eclipse full moon.
That's
cool. Crazy.
That does sound pretty.
It's not even on purpose.
So, backing up a little bit, can you talk a little bit about what sex magic is and how it works?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sure that, I feel like it'd be its own podcast series.
We're not experts. We are basic witches. So just disclaimer. But sex magic is using sexual activity to bring sexual energy and therefore like bigger manifestational energy towards a goal.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually learned from research on this that you could jizz on a talisman. And that's actually like another way of giving it like a sexual energy. I didn't know that until today.
I love it.
Yeah. But yeah, so sex magic, when I've done it at least, it's me saying to myself and to the universe what I want to manifest, what I want to be true for myself, using that orgasm. So while I'm coming, I think about like my higher self, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very much like setting an intention or something you want to manifest, and then that is getting charged. I mean, the thing of an orgasm is it's like a build of energy, just physically if you think about it, into like a release, and then a lot of feeling good. So that's the essentially the same thing you do anytime you're manifesting. You want to like focus intention, build it on an idea,
and then that it's real.
Believe it, and then release it, and especially release it with good feelings and feelings of excitement to draw it in. It's the idea of like a positive mindset draws in a positive thing.
That makes sense.
So using that physical chemical energy is a way of enhancing the chance of manifesting something.
Is it something that like you do silently or that you say out loud?
So
I'm imagining like it being really awkward. You're with somebody and as you come, you're just like, I want to be a series regular on TV. Like,
yeah.
Like, and honestly, parking tickets.
Yeah. Honestly, and if I'm a supportive partner, so I'm like, yeah, baby, you be that series regular. Yeah, baby, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I want to turn your face into a talisman, baby. Let's do this. Yes. Yeah.
Come on, my talisman.
See, that's what's nice about it. If you have a partner that you're trusting enough with, you could do it that way. And I think the more direct you are, the better. The more specific you are, the better for any type of manifesting. But I started my journey with sex magic with an actual spell and did it solo. And so that one was all about using sex magic to empower you. And it was a very powerful first-time experience. Wow. So I literally followed the instructions. I was told to get – it was all by myself. So it was like lay down a blanket, have a red candle lit. You put on good music or whatever and you dance in the mirror naked and you memorize like the image of yourself naked. Okay. And then you masturbate on top of the blanket with the candle lit. And then as you're coming, there was a spell to say out loud, which was something along the lines of like – I am fire and I deserve all my desire or something like that. It was all, that one was all just like,
that sounds like a song lyric.
Yeah. It's like a really good song.
Could be.
This is actually how Ariana writes all of her songs.
Yeah.
I was like, this sounds a lot.
I was going to say Beyonce because she seems like a magical bitch.
So. Oh yeah. I bet she's doing magic.
Yeah.
She's a queen.
Yes. Like I think she's already a goddess actually.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
People
pray
to her.
Got it.
Yes.
Fair.
Well, there was a whole rumor that one of my coworkers once told me that she was like, oh, I don't like, Beyonce because she's a devil worshiper. And that's how she got all of her success.
Anyways,
well,
whatever.
Apparently she's in the Illuminati.
After this, I'm feeling Illuminati, but
Illuminati.
Gonna go make some talismans after.
Yeah. Just pee everywhere.
That's jit. No, jit. I'm jit.
You're on jizz. Okay,
jizz
cool. I'm gonna pee everywhere. I'm just gonna drink this beer and
that's
go
a
piss.
Different kind of energy.
You do, you Laura.
Thanks, y'all.
I wonder is there any overlap between like sex magic and S&M? S&M is more than just sexual acts that are, you know, P&V or masturbating, whatever. There's also, you know, there's erotic energy to other acts, you know, like tying someone up or there's bondage or I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, is that something that?
Well, that's interesting. I've never heard them compared, but. Because you say that, I mean, it is a lot about power and authority and energy. And like,
and both are sort of ritualistic. Both are sort of ceremonial and have a mental aspect for sure. Like S&M is a lot of mental.
Yeah. That's why so, I was just sort of like, yeah, that seems like it'd be the perfect sort of, or I guess something, a natural fit to that sort of mindset.
I do wonder though, like with S&M, there's more of a, there can get into the more of a role play aspect. And does sex magic ever, do you feel like you're having to put on the role or are you being your most self?
It's very important to be authentic and be yourself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I think sex magic is very vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And which is why I didn't tell my fuck buddy about what I was trying to manifest with him. Cause like,
he didn't trust
him. He doesn't deserve that, you know? Yeah. I didn't trust him with my dreams and with my desires. I trusted him to give me a good dick and he did. Yeah. But like, ideally I want to have a partner that I can tell about this stuff. And then we can like have sex with the intention of like, oh my God, baby, I love you. And I can't wait to have sex with you. But also, let's think about our dreams coming true, because how fucking hot will that be?
Yeah. Actually, that does sound pretty hot, right? Honestly. Yeah. Like the just the sex that you use to celebrate just crushing all your enemies, achieving all your dreams, and then just like Game of Thrones, just the kind of fucking you wanted John and Daenerys to have before you found out that they're related,
after
on the Iron Throne, just be all. Like, yes, we did it. I would. Yeah, that's hot. That's amazing. Is, like,
back to S&M, and sex magic. Everything about being a witch to me is feeling empowered, feeling that whatever my desire is, as long as I'm not hurting anyone, it's okay to have that desire and seek it. Fair. And so that makes me feel empowered and powerful. And like anytime I'm practicing manifesting, whether it's with sex or not, I feel like I'm honoring my desire and feeling powerful. Mm-hmm. That's being a witch to me. So
and it's a powerful energy now that you think about it too, because it is a drive to create something, like even just the biological impulse is a drive to create something from nothing and to bring something into existence,
which is why it matches up perfectly with manifesting. Yeah,
well, you're having also like sexual energy from one person is a lot, and then you have another person added to that. We're assuming this is just two people having sex, so then like they're literally like, it's a cycle of them transmuting like energy to each other. So one gives to the other, then they give back. And it's just like this forever cycle basically until they come. So it's like forever just giving energy and like just believing in yourself and enjoying yourself. And that power is like...
So it's like compounds sort
of with more... Yes, multiplies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so does then in theory, does that affect... occur exponentially the more people are practicing.
I don't know.
Yeah. Can you imagine an orgy where everyone is focusing on the same on desire?
On getting a series regular.
Oh my God.
I mean, I was thinking more arranged. Like ending, like causing world peace or getting Trump out of the White House.
I was like, should I start a peace group for
whereas I was thinking about a group that meets regularly and it's like, okay, who's we? Is it this week? Okay, who are we?
My dream this week.
Oh my gosh, should we start this?
I mean, I guess we have to. Let's do it.
I mean, I guess I practice a lot of non-magical sexual acts all the time, so it'd be nice to actually like put it to use for a change.
Right? You know? Yeah, right?
To be like actually have a purpose to it rather than just being like, I'm horny.
I was trying sex magic for a while after seeing an Instagram video pop up. And it was a woman that I talked about it that mostly she was talking about making money, manifesting. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. Okay. Unfortunately.
Manifesting money with the sex magic, not paid one. To manifest shit with other people.
No, like she was, she was wanting to manifest money into her life.
Was
she
it Gala, darling?
Maybe. It was Gabby Herstick? No, I don't even remember the woman's name, to be honest.
She was on the Explore page,
It was
obviously.
One of those that just, like, it was, like, one of those that, like, popped up probably from all of my porn that I was researching. Yeah. And it was like, hi.
What did you have to do for the sex magic?
It was pretty much, she didn't go into any details other than just what you wanted, like, just working towards manifesting and really nailing down your goals and what you wanted to come from it, and then releasing it at the end and, like, saying it out loud was her big thing.
I feel like this is not directly related, but it is kind of in that I recently was masturbating and I said I was saying like I love you pussy to my pussy coming.
Yeah.
It's from the book Pussy that we've talked about on our podcast. And I noticed that my orgasms were becoming stronger and harder and longer because I was literally going back to praising the pussy. I was just like honoring myself, and that was kind of a sex magic where I was coming back to myself of like, oh my God, my pussy is so amazing. Coming real hard back to myself.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was magical for no other word.
I love how like when a woman is like, I love you to herself, it's like empowering, where like a guy does it, it's like very American Psycho. Where he's just in the mirror being like, yeah, I love you. And it's like, this guy's going to make me into a lampshade.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, maybe if you were saying I love you, pussy, as you were coming too, that might be the difference.
I love you, pussy. And then you and beat yourself like, up because you're like, don't call me a pussy.
No, I don't care. Masculinity is a construct. It's so a prison. True. Whatever. Fuck it. Okay. So, I guess also, do you see there being the potential for being like occultish, sex magic-y type porn? Like, is that something that theoretically could exist in your mind? Or are the two kind of mutually exclusive?
I'm surprised it didn't already. I thought it was going to be a thing.
At the same time, I'm wondering if because like we talked about with the authenticity and like vulnerability of magic and how magic is treated really like sacred, it may only ever be kind of surface level gimmicky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know that because it's not like
it might be too emotional for mainstream consumption.
Yeah, or like real witches.
I know, like what was the one we were looking at for it was
Ex Confessions.
Yes.
Ex Confessions, where it was literally
be a porn and then like an interview at the end with the two.
Oh no, that was
I can't remember.
Oh my god, it's on the tip of my tongue.
Crash Pad.
Crash Pad.
Wait, so what is that?
It's like a queer porn site where it's like all about representing different gender identities, different body types, different races. It's like all about diversity. And there's an interview, I think, afterwards that gets into really substantive type stuff to the point where like I was watching a bunch of video previews and I was like, I felt like I didn't have enough blood to run my dick and my brain at the same time, because it was like, you're watching, you know, these two people, like, and pick any gender identity, pick or whatever, like they're on Crash Pad and it's like, they'd get hot and heavy. And then the preview would cut to them talking about like the intersectionality of their blackness. And I'm just like, whoa, whoa.
It's like, woke
porn. Yeah. It really is. For sure.
Cool.
For sure. And then what was it? Ex Confessions.
Woke
I think.
And stroke.
Woke stroke. And it was Ex Confessions was people send in like real, or I guess ostensibly or supposedly real stories that they have done. And then some of them get recreated into erotic short films.
That's cool.
And they're really well done. And that was like, we were looking for like more inclusive queer porn. And that was one of the ones where I was like, I am going to bookmark this for later. I'm going to watch the fuck out of this. So that could be. I mean, even in like a tutorial educational capacity, like here's let's watch two adult film stars who are also practicing witches like do a sex magic spell.
I mean, I'm sure it could be.
Well, that was going to be one of my questions. Is there an intersectionality between porn and sex magic, like where you're either watching people practice sex magic? Or it's like a how-to guide.
I feel like the reason it's
or...
not there yet is possibly because, like I'm trying to explain, it's like there's a part of magic that's so personal and so like sacred and sort of
and
respected.
Hard to translate in a visual form.
So different for each individual too.
Yeah. I wonder if the only way you could really portray it is to just kind of fictionalize it, where you just have two characters that do that, and then you're just sort of watching them in the context of some sort of narrative, like you do with most other scripted porn as well, where it's literally just, except this one would have much more of a point to it other than just like, your pizza's here.
I don't know how I'm going to pay for it.
Sort of thing.
It's kind of like, maybe I should make a spell to make some money manifest and then I can pay for this pizza.
Yeah. and then the couple like just like fucks on money. Like 100%. Yeah.
Wait, now I'm just curious and I want, what's each one of your like sex porn category?
I don't limit. I go through.
Do you have a go-to?
So I gotta beat it.
I get a femdom and BDSM quite frequently.
Okay.
But like, yeah, I've got like my own specific like enjoying. But yeah, I enjoy femdom porn mostly.
Cool. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I rotate through so much.
I rotate a lot.
That like, I mean, what are your go-tos? Gay porn, really.
Okay. I rarely watch porn with women just because of what you guys were saying. Before. And yeah. we've literally done a whole episode.
And that's why I do the femdom. Because like yeah. I'm not,
you know, yeah, that we're she, not gonna she be has the power,
yeah,
yeah. Because exactly. then if you're watching two guys and it's rough, it's kind of equitable.
You're yeah, like, the power dynamic yeah. is more or less yeah.
equals for right. lack of a better mm-hmm. word. Right. Yeah.
I mean, it depends. I mean, if it's like a big, like muscle dude fucking a tiny twink, mm-hmm. then you know, yeah. then there's a different power dynamic.
Okay.
But that's for me, at least, that's still interesting to watch.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. yeah. And then yeah, it's I rarely watch porn with women in it. And actually, if I'm watching like porn with women, chances are it's amateur porn because mm-hmm. it's yeah. again more of those like, oh, I wonder if they're in love sort
yeah.
of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, just yeah, just most porn that has women in it, just yeah, it feels a little too exploitative for my yeah. my mm-hmm. taste. And so, and then in terms of gay porn, like yeah, I'll go through a twink moment. I'll go through a Sean Cody moment where all of them are really like built and beefy and, you know, all American looking. And then okay. I'll go through like a Tim Tales moment where I like a more daddy and hair. Like I just take your pick. I just yeah.
all whatever.
And then I've been mourning the loss of Tumblr too. Like loss of Tumblr porn.
Wait, because yeah. Why was that such a big deal?
There's Tumblr going down. We did a whole, there's okay. a whole, I can explain it a little bit after the fact. Okay. We've gone into it already, but on Twitter now, I've actually, is kind of where I'm gone now, just following various porn stars and them posting all the previews to their OnlyFans videos. Is
half kinda, of which you can find online anyway.
Yeah, so which I try not to do that. I try to stick to just the previews because I actually know several people who do OnlyFans and like try to make money off of it. So I'd feel bad like pirating OnlyFans mm-hmm. stuff, but a lot of them post previews that are long enough that I'm like, if I stack them,
yeah,
kind of like in the, you know, yeah. like every other yeah. porn preview thing that you are like, if I stack enough previews back to back, like I'm good.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah.
You like, get a hint of the storyline, you yeah. get the highlights of each position they're in.
Yeah.
And like, you're know done. How it's going to end.
Basically. Usually. So I'm like, so it's like, it's they like come, Cocky hopefully. Boy, I'd say Cocky Boy, Sean Cody, Helix, and Tim Tales are like kind of my go-to studios yeah, that I follow.
Men.com mm. and Nextdoor.
Wow. Yeah. And I'll throw in an Outlander, like I'll search Outlander on Pornhub occasionally and just...
That?
Have a nice time.
It's like on the Stars. TV show. Stars.
It's a yeah. TV show. Yeah,
it's a TV Stars. Show on
yeah,
Stars.
That's funny how they do pull stuff from TV shows.
Yeah. Occasionally, oh, I'll be there's, like, oh, there's what's going on. I wonder if they're still together. Yep, they are.
Multiple porn parodies of Game of Thrones.
I am. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Of Whoa, every yeah. franchise. Basically, if there's a Grave franchise,
yeah, oh, yeah.
It's, there's a porn of it.
Wow.
Rule 34, no exceptions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
You missed my find. I did happen to find when I was Googling sex magic at Pornhub. I found My Little Pony's Sex is Magic, which is just pony.
It's My so Little Pony's wrong. Having sex.
Have a great time, everyone. Googling that, I recommend it. I'm for it. I mean, I did not come, but it was quite a laugh.
Now I'm just wow. curious.
And laughs are just yeah. mini orgasms. So yeah, right. it's great. Yeah,
there. I mean, there are definitely times that I will watch some sort of porn that I'm like, it's not turning me on, but I'm fascinated.
Yeah.
By
oh what's yeah, happening. It's amusing as hell. Like, yes. Right, it's hilarious.
It's either funny or it's just
or sometimes
weird.
The acting's great, and you're like, oh.
That's true. Sometimes
he's a great actor. Oh, that's so neat.
Well, maybe yeah. we're speaking this into existence now. Like maybe now that we're talking about it, there will be more.
It
sex
seems like
magic
there is
porn.
Some a little bit because you were saying there was a Kama Sutra video
uh-huh.
with Indian porn stars yeah. that they were actually doing the Kama Sutra.
I think I found that in the romantic section. But yeah, it was
makes me think of like yeah. you're in a bookstore for porn. Yeah. Like, oh, romance
aisle.
I literally used to have a stand-up bit about that. But yeah, it was like romantic section and it was actually pretty educational and this oh. and yeah, they were practicing it and it was really sweet.
Because that's like I Googled sex magic and then I clicked videos and it's a lot of it is just like people telling you how to do it.
Not showing.
Whereas I was actually interested to see if there was any showing. There is also a Sierra music video called Love, Sex, Magic featuring Justin Timberlake.
Oh, that's fun.
I don't think it's related.
Did you come?
I haven't listened to it yet, but I doubt I will.
Okay. Well,
fun fact, I was actually, when I first moved to LA, I was cast in a porn.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Did you realize it when, like, as you were doing it?
Well, the day before it was supposed to start shooting, I emailed them and asked them, like, for more details. And then I Googled the production and it was very clear that it was a porn. I, like, saw the pictures of it. But then turns out it fucking won awards. I could have been in an award-winning movie.
Oh, damn.
Were they trying to, like...
Were they trying to get you to...
switch you into doing porn?
Yes, I was supposed to be be a salesperson. And it was, like, $100 for 2 hours. And at the time, I was first year in LA, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm killing it.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I looked it up. And obviously, I told them the day before that I had to pull out early.
Yes.
But yeah.
Okay. Also, $100 for 2 hours is
pretty
very
good.
Low for porn rates.
Yeah, for porn,
well, that's really fucking low.
I wouldn't have had to, like, do anything. I would have been a saleswoman, literally just like in this store. Maybe I would have watched. I don't know. But I think what they would have done, which is so shitty, I think what they would have done is me get on set not knowing it's a porn. And then they still probably would have manipulated me emotionally into like being there. And I maybe would have felt too guilty and been like, oh, okay,
young.
Well, I was young. I was 19 when I first moved here.
Oh, my God.
And so I'm so, so, so glad that I found out about it the day before.
Yeah.
But it's just like, yeah, how crazy is that?
Okay, so say in theory that we are interested in maybe practicing sex magic and maybe dancing
in front
of
a
mirror. Dancing naked in front of a mirror. Like, walk us through that entire process. Like, well, how does one go about that?
Actually, I was going to practice this before the episode just to be a little inspired. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to use this to make me horny for sex magic. So I hope you all remember that after this, I'm going to be doing sex magic. After we kick out our roommate out.
Yeah. I know. I was like, after, right?
Yeah. And that quick unboxing from our sponsor. And then.
Sock on the door means sex magic. Don't come in.
Okay.
A sock and like a 6-point star.
Yes.
Okay. But I do think it is different for everyone.
Yes.
Okay.
How I personally do it, and then I'll let Rachel say how she does it. So I basically just like have a dream, a manifestation, an idea in mind, whether that's a mantra or like an actual project that I want to work on or a relationship, whatever it is. I just think of that, and then as I masturbate, it like it inspires you like sexually, and then you become so happy and feel so fulfilled emotionally that then it even heightens your sexual like attention to it even more so. And after you come, you're like, oh my God, this is happening. Like I feel good. I'm resting in my body, and I just feel like this could be very possible if I just lean into this attention. And then, yeah, it's basically just masturbation, but 2.0. Right?
Yeah. Away, Rachel.
I would say a big step of all this, too, though, is to be accepting of your desires and not adding a judgment on. Like, dream big. This is you time. This, like, starting with solo sex for sex magic, which is, I think, the best place to start, to trust yourself.
No distractions.
First. Yeah.
Again, that's also, I think, with... most people masturbate before they have sex.
Yeah,
so
right.
Makes
like,
sense.
Right, right. Yeah. Like building upon that foundation.
Okay.
But I know for a lot of people who might be listening, that could be a big step to even just be okay with your desires at first or your goals or dreams and not like laugh at them or judge them.
Yeah. As long as they're not hurting anybody and they're legal.
Right. Yeah. And often a question that I think people have with manifestation is like, well, I have this number in mind. Is that too much? Is that too big? And the answer is
no.
No. Mm-hmm. If that's what came to your mind, like, that's your fucking dream. You should not feel like you need to minimize that or make that smaller or believe that that's impossible, because guess what? It's possible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But back to like the spell I was following. So that was my first experience with it. And I will tell you, and I'm not guaranteeing this is going to happen for everybody, but I had like a past life vision in the first time I ever did sex magic.
Wow.
I mean, it was a really raw time for me, so I think I was very open to that happening. But
I feel
like
I need to take notes. Holy shit. I mean, let me open the.
Thankfully,
the,
this is recorded.
Exactly. I know. I was like, it's. I was.
Oh
like,
my god! Jay. You're so right. Oh my god.
But remember how I was like dancing in the mirror naked with the red candle lit and the blanket on the floor and, then, and coming and saying the thing. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
I remember something
took over my body and I was like up against the, and I'm by myself in a one bedroom apartment by myself. Yes. No one's around. And I went like without really controlling it, like went up to the mirror and was like looking into my eyes, but it felt like an out of body experience.
Whoa.
And I was like, I addressed myself as queen.
Yes!
And it was like, I said out loud, queen. And it was like, I was a queen in the past, which could be totally just symbolic and like subconscious
or narcissistic.
Mind of
like- or just like, yeah.
No, but I think of like the fact that I had been dumped out of this 8-year relationship and I was coming back to who I was before that relationship and realizing like, because I had really low self-esteem for that whole relationship. So realizing like that I could be confident.
Like
I used to think I was, you know, yeah. this is a common journey.
Yeah.
And so, so anyways, then you sleep with that blanket on you that night to like seal it in. It's really good to have like these. I mean, really, all this magic stuff to us is like whatever you believe, it's a reminder. It's all mental to us. It's mindset. So like sleeping with the blanket on reminds you that you just dedicated this time to yourself and you care about your fucking self, you know, like you're not giving yourself away to someone else. This is about self-love. Yeah. And then fast forward to like getting more comfortable with sex magic. Then I started masturbating and doing it more on out loud, like Leah was saying, which was a really good step, I think. Where while I was coming and even while I was working up to coming, I'm saying out loud in present tense that thing I wanted. And
present
I got
tense,
that thing, which like
tense.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of the things was I wanted to go to this Arcade Fire concert.
Oh.
Which was like the tickets were pretty expensive and I broke witch, you know?
Yeah.
and I would say out loud while coming, like, I go to the Arcade Fire concert. It was such an awesome time. And it worked. Like, I did end up going.
You did.
And sure, you could break it down to, like, the steps I took to get there. But it takes, like, the intention and the mindset and the dedication of, like, giving yourself that time to do the sex magic is just setting you on a focused course to do it.
And I think it's a lot of recognizing, I want this thing. I deserve this thing. I'm going to go after this thing because I recognize it's going to make me happier in the end. It seems like this one night, like, going to Arcade Fire, fun night. But really, it's like it's something that she really wanted to do. She knew that it would like fuel her and inspire her for days forward. And then, yeah, it's like you go to the concert, you do the thing, and then you feel better for your life. Because
well,
then it's that over and over and over.
Well, it's the feedback you get too of like, I made this thing happen.
Yes.
Like, it seemed like it was not possible, and then I fucking made it possible.
And then it's a confidence booster as
well.
Which
and
exactly.
then
these
other things.
Yeah, and it's like, yes, you can think all of these things, but for me, and like, anytime I'm like playing around with spells, like, you know, it is crazy or silly or stupid as they may seem sometimes when I'm reading it, I'm like, that sounds ridiculous, but I'm going to do it. For me, it's like doing something active. It's like instead of just all left brain or right brain, it switches to the, I'm not sure. I guess it's, I think I'm more of a right brain person. So then it switches it to the left brain. It's a total switch. And so I can let go of it easier.
I don't know if Mike told you guys, but I tweeted at Kevin Smith for every day consecutively for 278 days.
Wow.
And that's how I got into Jay and Silent Bob Reboot. I literally already filmed it. I'm in it. Because I asked him every day. Sure, it was kind of embarrassing and like people thought it was desperate, but that was my manifestation of like, you know what? I think this is funny and like I really want this thing. I'm going to go after it and not be apologetic about what I want. And like then that it's done. It's sealed. It already happened. So it's like those people are the idiots because I manifested exactly what I want. And that's what I want everyone to do. Just go after what you want. No one is stopping you from asking for what you want.
And I just
did you
except
ever?
Yourself.
I was just saying,
except
like, and to think, I just a lot of times masturbate because I'm bored.
Right?
And to think, yeah, what I could be doing.
Good. Yeah.
Oh my
yeah,
god!
It could be using for power.
I think of all the wasted orgasms of my past, and I'm like, what have I been doing with my life?
I mean, you guys. Yeah. Also, yoga is this for me because anytime you're physically. Like moving energy around in your body or chemicals, there's a chance you could be doing this. Like meditation or yoga, I do that too because I'm exerting effort. So I'm channeling energy in a certain direction.
Yeah.
And then like I'm combining that with breath. Like this is tantra too. It's all breath work. Like we're moving things around. And so you might as well focus what you're moving it on.
And a good yoga teacher will ask you what your intention is. Mm-hmm. So then you can really focus in on like, oh yeah, what do I want to focus on for this next hour.
So that's not like the yoga teachers I've seen in porn.
Oh my god. Oh, I can only
that like
imagine.
Literally like, oh, well, let me adjust you onto my cock.
Downward doggy style.
Yes.
Which I've definitely heard said before. Yeah.
Oh my god. I mean, yoga is sexy.
Yoga
There's
is
no
hot.
Doubt about it. Yoga
I love getting adjusted.
It's like one sexy sweaty bodies.
One of my regular fuck buds is a yoga instructor and it's
For
it
you.
Is good.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Do you get a free membership?
No.
Work on that.
No, but he did give
Manifest
me a block.
That.
So.
Okay.
Oh, I do have a question. Oftentimes, when one is in the throes of passion, as it were, and you're about
why are you
to...
talking like a Charles Dickens character?
This is his interview person. Leave him alone.
It was
his character.
Of times. It was the coming of times.
I have always loved the phrase throes of passion.
I love it.
And have in the past used it to refer to masturbation. But if when one is in the throes of passion, and a lot of times it's hard to think while things are happening. So
that's
how
a male brain more so than a female brain.
I agree.
Like, that's your problem, huh?
Although
I do,
unless I'm actually like actively coming. I always have something else happening in my brain while I'm having sex, and it's a thing that drives me personally crazy. But
I've always thought that's gotta suck for guys.
That's
the one thing that I think women have over men.
I do think
is that we get to actually just enjoy sex and not have to distract our brains.
Just based off of what you're describing, I feel like what the fix maybe for dudes is to just like incorporate the manifestation of whatever it is that you want into the sex whole, that you're
like
that you're fantasizing about. It's like kind of going back to like, okay, say I want to go to an Arcade Fire, like, okay, I'm gonna go to this Arcade Fire concert, I'm gonna bring someone who I want to fuck, and then afterwards we're just gonna have like this passionate ball slapping pile driving sex, and that's what I'm gonna think about when I masturbate.
Exactly.
Me too.
Right. Make it okay. I see what you're saying. Make the goal like, sexy. So if it's like the series regular thing, it's
think
like
about
series regular in a porn.
Of the sexy scenes you might
think about that crush of yours that once you book that series regular, they're gonna come crawling back to you.
Oh,
and be like,
that's so
fine.
Yes. That is so hot.
But your question, I don't know if I don't think we answered that yet. Like,
I mean, I have that problem as well, actually, when I was trying to do the sex magic, just because I was I had the idea off of an Instagram video.
Okay.
But I was like, there's no way that I'm going to remember all the things I want. And I think I was putting a lot of pressure on it.
Okay. Yeah.
And
I do have a response to that.
Me too.
So at the beginning with it, for me, like, I still needed to take my mind elsewhere to get turned on. It's actually not like the goal was what was turning me on.
Okay.
So I would be in fantasy land, like, you know, getting there's a line of men that want to come in me, like, and I'm getting turned on by that.
Yeah.
And then as soon as it starts to feel like I'm about to come, I like out loud would be like, I go to the Arcade Fire concert. Or whatever, like, I'll come back to the goal. So it would be coming in and out of the goal. Like, you don't have to think about it the whole time. You want to think about it on the moment of release.
My response to that was, so I set the intention in the beginning, and your mind can float where, like, you don't need to be thinking about it the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all about intention. So I think start and maybe if you, yeah, you're not even thinking about it at the end and you already come and you're like, oh no, I wasn't thinking about my goal. It doesn't matter because like you still are focused on the goal and your body is like so relaxed and in such a like alien state after we come where I feel like we're so cosmic and so connected with like energies and like nature. Everything and each other and nature and everything. So yeah, once you come and you just think about that thing, you're so relaxed that you just probably will naturally smile and just be like, oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I imagine it would help to write it down as well.
Oh, always. Yes. I had it. Speaking or writing brings energy to anything you do. So like for sure, writing it down will also enhance that. Saying it out loud, like while you're coming or after.
Can I say something that's just so crazy? It doesn't have to do with coming. I love crazy. Still related. Okay, so yesterday,
I mean, crazy a lot of times has to do with coming.
Just like 2 days ago, I wrote down a list. Actually, this is Rachel. This is Rachel. I was gonna tell you.
Oh,
today.
Cool. Yes. About, oh my god. Yeah. Tell me now.
So I haven't told her this yet. Exclusive.
I'm so wet.
Right.
So 2 days ago, I wrote down I was feeling inspired to write down a list of all the people in Hollywood that I'm so grateful that I've worked for.
I thought that sentence was going to all the people in Hollywood that you fucked.
And then I remembered as I was thinking that I was like, oh no, she said it's not about coming. Never
mind. Okay. See, she warned us. Memory, yeah. Mike, it's a bad memory.
I have a one track mind. It's fine.
Okay, no, I have not fucked these people yet.
She hasn't manifested it yet.
Exactly, it's on my list. But I wrote down a list of all the people that I'm grateful I worked with. And one of the names was Wayne Brady. Mm-hmm. Yes. And he was.
We are the same person we cast at the same time.
And Jesus. Rachel knew this.
I know, but go on.
Yeah. So so then yesterday, I randomly walked to pick up my anxiety medication and depression. Ooh, double trouble. She's bad. So I was walking to get it, and I walked past my friend Espy, who I worked with on this show. So we like cross each other in the crosswalk. I'm like, oh my god, it's so good to see you. Then we catch up on the corner, and then like he took a picture of us and then sent it to Wayne. And then last night, I'm just like sitting on my couch. I'm trying to focus on relaxing and receiving and just like being and letting people come to me or come to me.
I was way ahead of you, honey. Yeah. Just so you know.
Never relax, spells it with an O.
Relaxing
never
and receiving. I was there.
Yeah, you're like, that's so me. That's me every other Friday. So
literally at like 8 p.m., I got a text from Wayne Brady to me and Espy. And it was just, it was like, yeah, like expected because Espy sent him that picture and I ran into Espy. But then I kind of had the realization of like, right, oh wait,
yeah.
But just yesterday I wrote down because I was thinking how grateful I was to ever fucking work with Wayne fucking Brady. Yeah. And then the next day is when I ran into someone that I worked with him. He texted me and Wayne's text was so encouraging and positive of just like, I see what you're doing. Like you guys are killing it. Just keep it going. And it was like, yes. Oh, this is a fucking sign. And I don't know if I made it happen or if it just happened, but either way, it's
who
like,
gives
it's,
a shit?
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. It's that's just amazing. So wild.
Sounds like synchronicity
down.
To me.
Oh yeah. But speaking of that good feeling that you get, like, so back to when if you forget about thinking the intention while you're doing practicing sex magic, when you're manifesting anything, like I said, be in the present tense. That's one thing. The whole reason of that is because you want your body to feel the way you're going to feel when you get that thing.
Okay.
So using sex magic, a lot of it comes from how good sex feels when you come. Mm-hmm. And during for those that are like orgasmic. But okay, so you're in a state of feeling really good. Mm-hmm. So if you're in that state physically while you think about something mentally that you want, you're starting to like rewire a good feeling associated with that thing you want in the present tense. And we believe that attracts it into your life, positive
that
mindset.
Like, oh my god, can you imagine if you
that makes so much sense.
If you stated the thing you wanted while you were edging. Like every time you're about to come.
Like, It's like every your dreams time you're would almost come true every
and
time.
And then when finally do have an orgasm, like at least for men, I don't know for women, it's like an extremely powerful orgasm for men when you've been edging for a long time.
Oh. Yeah, the longer you build towards it, the longer.
I think that'd be a good
practice. Or if I'm like, I wait a week and don't come and then paint the garage.
I mean, if I wait a week, it's not going to take very long to come.
I've tried edging and it doesn't make a difference for me anyway.
Okay, like, for dudes, like in the power of your orgasm.
I can tell you what, like for dudes, there's an imperative for that. It's like the longer our bodies are in that sort of sex mode, so the longer it's kind of like producing that fluid and all those sperm and
without
and
a release.
It's why we get blue balls is because like your bodies were, you know, gotten the signal like, all right, time to mate. You know, so it's like, okay, get the boys ready. And then it doesn't happen. It's just kind of like, well, fuck, you know, it's painful. And so, but
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I know.
Well, no, so don't be sorry because now apparently I can birth anything I want into existence if I just manifest it hard enough. Are you kidding? Yeah. I have a new hobby.
Store all those dreams right in those blue balls.
In those blue balls.
I'm starting it. Masturbate for peace.
Yeah.
Every time you have an orgasm that you're not doing anything with, let's just think about like peace in the Middle East.
Let's heal the world.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure John Lennon did that. You know, like I'm
pretty sure. The 70s was another time of sex magic.
Imagine he laid out all the steps. And then I feel like it would have been a little more helpful. Much more effective.
So, should I be imagining all the people while I'm masturbating?
All the people.
Coming on my face.
Come together right now.
I mean, I think that version would get sung less at funerals, but.
Not at my funeral.
I would say not at mine.
We are the same.
Yes.
Oh my God, I knew it. We're both Scorpios.
I thought so too.
We are the same person. Yeah.
Wait, what are you guys?
Libra. I'm dying my hair pink.
Libra.
You should know.
I don't know what you are.
I'm a Virgo.
Oh, yes.
Wait, really? Do you love rules?
I love rules.
He loves rules.
Yeah. Oh, he was a stage manager. Are you fucking kidding?
Oh, wow.
My roommate put the wrong glass in the wrong cabinet. Yeah. Are you kidding?
Are you kidding? The minute he checks best orgasm comes when he checks the final thing off a to-do list. Yeah. Okay.
You have no idea.
So true, though.
You put jack off at the end of every to-do list.
just so you can check it off to get there.
So now all you got to do for sex magic is to just write the intention below jack off at the end of your to-do list.
Yeah.
And then you can make anything happen.
Oh, I love
your,
it.
All of Trump your is going to get impeached suddenly.
No more wars. I'm just scratching me off my to-do list.
Like every time.
Wait, you guys. One more reason sex magic really can work is because you're getting a release, a physical release, and the other part of manifesting is to have that really good feeling in the present tense and not be super holding on with a tight grip. Like also release that no expectation, but this is what I innocently, genuinely want in my heart and believe.
And
but
like
I'm not
going
to try to control it and make it happen like that, like grippy. Yeah. So when you physically release that's why Leah said relax and receive. Yeah. Like
when we think about the masculine versus the feminine is like kind of more so receiving, where masculine is more like taking over and dominating. But
ooh, so
ooh,
oh, there was a
so
lot in there.
Right there.
That for Leah. Yeah.
Panty check.
Sorry. Did I just turn all of you on?
A little bit. Yeah.
Yes, mistress.
Like, so fierce.
Yes, mistress.
Oh shit. I like this feeling. No, but
power
of
the pussy.
Yes. But you know, it's more about just like, I know that I deserve this and I'm worthy of this and I'm just going to wait for you to fucking come to me.
Love it.
All right. It's like a trust. Okay. Yeah, I'm to be so able to relax.
Wet.
And let
I'm already
go.
So yeah. wet to like, yes. Tell me where I need to be, mistress.
Great.
Sign me up.
My house in like 3 hours after I kick my roommate out.
that unboxing.
Yeah. I'm going to make your titties into a talisman, baby. Oh! Yes.
Oh.
Amazing.
With that.
Yeah. That, yeah. I believe we are running out of time.
The climax of the episode.
Yeah. Yes. Oh.
Yeah. Should we all say what we want? Sorry, you lead.
No, I like that though.
That's all okay. Fun, yeah. I have to think about it.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm so ready. I feel it for her.
I love that for you.
But really, I know what I want.
Okay, what do you want? Yeah.
Mm. Oh, I thought we were going to do it at the same time.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We're all going to come at the same time.
Performance anxiety. Shit.
Okay, let's have a second to think of what we want.
Okay. I mean, I'm going to want some more of this right now.
I know
now.
What I want.
Okay.
Wait, so just, oh shit. Okay, one thing.
One
just
thing one for thing? Now. Yeah, just pick one for now. And then we could do like three groans or moans into it to get into the feeling, and then on the
and really
release
just make
on the
everyone
fourth.
Come.
Yeah,
I'm gonna come listening to
listeners,
this. Marcus
do this
is gonna
with
be
us.
Like, hey, yeah, he'll come. Yes.
Okay. Mm. All right. Okay.
Everybody know what you want?
Not yet, actually.
Okay.
It's okay.
Can we do some inhales together?
Yeah.
Hold it. Do you have something?
I'm in.
Okay, everybody in?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's do three good feeling sounds and then release it on the fourth. Ready?
Awesome.
What did we all say?
I need a cigarette.
I said I want to be rich.
I said wealth. Nice. Why are we the same person?
I said I am debt free.
Nice.
I want to go on a train ride.
We can definitely make that happen, Laura.
It's a lot of money though.
Anyways,
I want a room. Yeah. I want a room on a train and it's like $600.
All right.
Wow.
All right.
Anyway.
Mine was I want pure joy.
Nice.
Yes. All right.
But okay, most of that enjoyed me being rich. So yay!
I was just saying, I feel like there's a lot of overlap.
Yeah, a lot of overlap. Basically many's and
you can buy all the train rides you want.
I'd love a train ride, so we'll get on board.
Get on board the train.
That clanking sound that makes the world
go round.
I think there's a few listeners who love a good cabaret.
Well, I want to say thank you so much, Leah and Rachel, for coming and joining us today.
Thank you. I'm turned on, and this was a great reminder to get back into my sex magic. Thank you.
I can't wait to fuck myself later. Yeah.
Same. So someone saying go fuck yourself is like a positive.
Oh, yeah.
And I've already masturbated twice today.
I'll take another thank you, sir.
Third time's the charm.
Maybe don't shake hands with him, though.
Well, Leah and Rachel, sincerely, from all four of us, you know, you guys can just go fuck yourselves.
and our dozens and dozens of listeners.
Yes, listeners, you can also go fuck yourselves too.
Because if
enjoy
you can't
enjoy that,
because if you can't fuck yourself,
how the hell are you gonna fuck somebody else?
Can I get an amen up in here?
Amen.
All right, now let the music play, and by music I mean another sponsor.
Yeah.
And now, another edition of Can Laura J. Come to This?
Decoupage.
Coming.
Decolletage.
What?
What the
cleavage.
Oh, yes, coming.
Glass menagerie.
It's a soft come. It's problematic.
Philip Glass.
No, I have no idea.
Oh, he's a composer. Philip Pullman's His Dark Materials.
James McAvoy's going to be in the HBO series, and I'm definitely going to come to that.
Actual dark material.
Yeah, coming.
Like dark matter / dark energy?
Just like, yeah, at first I was like, what? I was kind of like, darkness in general, yes, I gravitate towards it.
Dark fabrics.
Yes, definitely. I love a good dark, I love a velvet, a crushed velvet.
Mm.
Yeah, I really am wet.
This has been another edition of Can Laura J. Come to That? Tune in next week when we find more things that she may or may not come to.
Laura J. can come to that.
I come to everything.
All right. Well, not only was that fascinating, but I feel like I have a lot of manifesting to do, which is now my new code for jacking off.
I'm going to ride on a train.
Oh, and I definitely need to scream out my desires when I come more often.
For sure. Oh, my God. I feel like I've wasted every orgasm up until this point.
Yeah. For real.
It's really fun, and your neighbors are not concerned at all. Browser History is produced and engineered by the inimitable Marcus Andre.
What does that mean?
Inimitable? Inimitable means unable to be imitated.
You can call me whatever you want, just don't call me late for dinner. That's from my dad.
I know, I was like, Marcus, that is the daddest of dad thing you've ever said.
Don't forget to rate us wherever you get us so that we can find new listeners. Pretty please with sugar on top.
Please.
Also, tell your friends and followers if you like us. I'm going to manifest it right now. Are you ready?
Oh, let's try to do that. This is on my vision board. Our like logo is on my vision board.
Oh my God.
Yes.
You can also find us on all social media at BrowserPod. And individually, I am at DammitRJ.
I'm at BikeMowers.
And I am at the.laura.j.
We'll be back in your ear holes soon. Until then, cleanse your aura, sage your house, honor the goddess, and don't forget
to clear your browser history.
This episode brought to you by another podcast, Basic Witches.
It's with like the first actual ad that we're doing.
I know, guys, we have to recognize it. We do.
It's so good.
Sorry, Mike, you're doing a great job. Go back to it. Yes, but like, this is a real ad.
Oh my God.
It's a real ad.
You guys should actually check them out.
Keep listening.
Please. Also, you can't tell because you only listened to them and you didn't see them, but they're gorgeous.
They're gorgeous.
They are.
They're really pretty. They're beautiful. Stunning.
Stunning goddesses. Yeah. Witches. Witch goddesses.